We are thrilled now to be joined by Tom Watson, who needs no further introduction. Of course, I could run the list of accolades and accomplishments throughout his decades in the game for the next half hour. We'll spare you that, Tom, and just say good playing today at the first round of the U.S. Senior Open.
Yeah, it's I played a pretty good round. It was a little bit sloppy in places, but you're always happy to shoot an even par in a USGA championship.
Well, and certainly this one is being played on a golf course that I don't think many listeners are that familiar with. Did you know this golf course before this week?
Well, I knew it this year, the beginning of this year, but I had not played it, and it's a Reed design golf course. Interesting story about this man Reed. He was leading the 1913 U.S. Open after two rounds, and apparently he got in a little altercation with Ted Ray, who ended up in the playoff with Francis We Met and Harry Vardon, and Ted punched him in the face, and he shot 85 his third round, and was never a factor in the tournament again.
Really? That's a great story. I had not heard that. That is a lot of fun. So a good golf course. Tom Kite obviously went nuts on the front nine up there today. What keeps you going, Tom? I mean, at this point, you know, you could just say, "Boy, I had a great career," but you keep working. You keep putting the time in.
Well, I still enjoy hitting the shots. The good shots when it counts, and that's in the competition of things. And I enjoy the competition. If I can still hit those good shots, I'll still compete. But if if those good shots don't occur, then I'll be trying to do something else, I'm sure.
Well, obviously, this is a very tough stretch for you. Major championship this week, major championship next week, another one to follow. Are you ready for this stretch?
Well, I'm trying to pace myself. At age 62, I'm trying to pace myself to get to – and keep the body in reasonably good shape and not get too tired. And that's I played two 9-hole rounds here in the practice rounds and a full 18, so I didn't wear myself out there in the practice rounds here at Indian Woods. So I'll probably do the same thing at the next couple Open Championships, the Open and the Senior British Open.
How excited do you get when you think about going over for the British Open?
I'm always excited to play there. And it's a different type of golf we play than we play over here. It's on links courses. The ball runs a lot. Of course, they've had nothing but rain for the last 3 months, so the conditions will be soft. We're expecting rain almost every day next week, so the golf course is going to play along. They've added about 250 yards, something in that manner, to the length of the golf course. So it's going to play a little bit longer, or quite a bit longer, for old folks like me.
Well, I don't think there's anybody older than you in the field, Tom. For an entire generation of players, my generation, you really introduced us to the Open Championship, and we will always think of you when we think of that tournament. Obviously, you accomplished a lot more than just the five British Open Championships, but for our generation, you are the British Open.
Well, I've had some good success there, and I certainly love the way the game is thought of over in the UK. They've said many times it's part of the fabric of their lifestyle over there, the golf. Whether you play golf or not, golf is part of it, and it's a wonderful thing.
While I have you on the phone, I wanted to ask you this, and I asked David about it a couple of weeks ago at Congressional. Your interview with David Faraday on his show was very impactful. What has the reaction been from your side to those 30 minutes?
Well, I've had numerous people say how much they enjoyed the interview and how it touched them, I guess you might say. And that we had some good things to say and to speak. We had some fun. We had some laughs. And we are good friends, and I've always enjoyed his company.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. I don't think there's any question about
he
that.
Is.
What's the goal for you this week? Obviously, you want to win the golf tournament. What's it going to take to do that?
I'm going to have to hit my irons better. I haven't played very well with those iron sticks in my hands, and that's I'm just not hitting the ball in the club face consistently enough right now, and that's been an issue since I hurt my hand here about 3 months ago.
That's a surprise, because you are certainly one of the greatest ball strikers of all time. To hear you say you're not hitting it solid is a surprise.
Yeah, it's not. There are some real surprises out there at times when I make a swing.
Well,
it's not pretty.
I don't believe that. You shoot even far, as you said, in a USGA competition. You've played pretty well. Before I let you go, this year, your good friend Jack Nicklaus honored you at his event. What was that experience like?
Well, it was really heartwarming from the standpoint of listening to Jack talk about our relationship over the years and how it started and how it is now. We really do have a wonderful relationship as far as what we've experienced together, in competition, in the Ryder Cup, in our personal enjoyments together that we've had, and that it's a rich history between us two, and he got very emotional about it, as I did.
Yes, the relationship was never adversarial. I don't think it was just you two great competitors going up against one another.
That's exactly right.
When you watch golf now, why is it or seemingly so hard for guys to close out golf tournaments? Has it always been that way, or did maybe Tiger and Phil in recent years sort of spoil us, and when they had a one- or two-shot lead going into the final round, they always pulled it off, so we assume that that's the way it's supposed to happen. But now we're seeing guys, not quite get it done on Sunday, and a lot of come-from-behind victories.
Well, it's the nature of the game. That pressure is something that you have to learn how to deal with. If you haven't been there before or very often, that pressure is sometimes oppressive. And you need to be there quite a bit to understand how you, your body and your thinking relates to that pressure.
Well, and certainly you went through a little bit of that earlier in your career. What advice would you
give? I certainly did.
What advice would you give to a guy that has experienced that now and hasn't quite gotten over the hump?
Well, I learned to win by hating to lose.
That is a great quote and should be the name of a book. Tom, we appreciate your time. Safe travels and continued good play.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.